was from a bad day.
Chapter number 10 of Canto 2, we have seen Atra Sargo Visargasya Sthanam Pusanam Utaya Manavantar Isanukatha Nirodho Mukti Rasraya. These are the 10 topics covered in Bhagavat. The name of those topics are said in the verse number 1 in chapter 10 of Canto 2, page number 168 in Hindi book.
First.
So we have covered 2 cantos. There are in all 12 cantos, and each canto there are many chapters. So now Parikshit asked lot of questions to Sukadev. There may be 20 questions, but all those questions were related to Jeev, Jagat and Ishwar. Now Sukadev is going to answer all those questions, and in the next 10 cantos, starting from canto number 3 to canto number 12, these 10 topics are covered. First is Sarga. Sarga means the Srishti, primary creation. Second is Visarga, secondary creation. Then Sthanam, when Lord Vishnu created everything, or Brahmaji created everything, some place is needed to keep it, Sthanam. Then Posanam, sustenance of that. Utayaha, Utaya means the karma vasana, it will come, you will see that. Utayaha. Then Manvantara, the righteous living. Ishanukatha, avatars, all the incarnation of Lord Vishnu. Then Nirodha, Nirodha means pralaya, dissolution of the whole creation. Nirodha, Mukti, what is Mukti? We always say na Mukti, Mukti, Mukti chahiye. Kya, what is this Mukti? And Asraya. These are the 10 topics which will be covered in next 10 cantos. Then it is said in the second verse of the chapter 10 of Canto 2, Dasamasya Visuddhartam. For understanding clearly the 10th topic. What is the 10th topic? Asraya. For understanding Asraya, Navanam Iha Lachanam. All lines are all preparation. For understanding the last thing, Asraya. What is this Asraya? See it. Varnayanti Mahatmana Srutinarthena Chanjasa, and they describe this Asraya according to the Sruti and according to the Artha. in different ways. According to the Suti, everything you will find in Bhagavat or in Ramayana or anywhere is all according to the Suti, according to the Upanishad. There is no conflict anywhere. Now, in verse number 3, it was said, Bhut Matra Indriya Dhyam Janma Sarga Udharita. What is this Janma Sarga? Primary creation. Bhut Matra, the primary elements, subtle elements that we know it came from Mahatattva, Mana, Buddhi, Ahankar. And all this we have seen, and it will come again and again, again and again. Bhut Matra Indriya. And why this happens? Then it is said, Brahmana Guna Vaisamyad Visarga Parusa Smrita. First, the gunas. What are gunas? Satarasantam. They were in the equilibrium. Then Guna Vaisamya. There is a change in the guna. Now immediately the question comes, why the change comes? Because of the fructification of our fruit of actions. When our actions fructify, then there is a change in the guna. When there is a change in guna, then the creation comes. So that we can enjoy our fruit of action. Whole cosmos is created. Guna vaisamyad visarga paurusah smrita. This is visarga. If you remember correctly, there were 24 tattva. You remember? 24 tattva. That was the primary creation. And these 24 personified, we have seen Lord Narayan around him, they were all there. 24 tattvas. And then with this 24 tattva, whatever Brahmaji created, it's called Visarga. It is secondary creation. So the raw material is given by the Lord Narayan. First it comes. Then with those raw materials, whatever is created is called Visarga, secondary creation. Then Sthiti Vaikuntha Vijaya, what is this Sthiti? For the maintenance of the world by the Lord, we need this. The Sthiti. Posanam Tadunugraha. And the sustenance, whatever is created, is to be sustained. It is because His Anugraha, it is His grace. He is sustaining. Manvantarani Saddharma. Manvantar. These Manvantars are for the right living. They tell us how to live in this world. Saddharma. What is dharma? What is about dharma? Manvata Saddharma. Utaya Karma Vasana. Utaya. Utaya means what? Karma Vasana. Now you know the word Vasana very well. Karma Vasana. So one of the cause which is to be explained is the Karma Vasana. Because of the fructification of our actions, there is a Guna Vaishamya, there is a change in the Sattva-Rajas Tamas, and then all whole world is created, Karma Vasana. Avatar Anucharitam Haresya Anuvartinam Stamisa Katha Prokta Nanakhyanopabhranita. Then Ishanukatha means what? Is the description of the incarnation of Lord. All. And their bhakta, devotees. Those katha, those stories are of Ishanukatha. And what is Nirodha? Nirodha anusayanam atmana sahasakti bhi. Nirodha means withdrawal of all jiva. A time comes. There are pralaya. Different types of pralaya are there. One pralaya is at the end of each day of Brahmaji. Each day of Brahmaji. How much is the day of Brahmaji? Long. We don't want to go in that discussion today. Brahmaji. Then that much of period is night of Brahmaji. So during this period, only three lokas, Bhu, Bhuvasva, they are dissolved. Other four lokas, they remain. Similarly, this continues. And what is the life of Brahmaji? 100 years. After 100 years, total dissolution. All lokas are dissolved. everything, all 14 lokas gone. Then after that again, the srishti will start, the primary sarga will start, sarga will come, then visarga will come. So in the total dissolution also, it's not that after the 100 years of Brahmaji's life, we all are liberated, no. We still remain there in the seed form with our vasanas. So Nirodha means the dissolution. What is mukti? Mukti hitva anyatha rupam swarupena vyavasthiti. Very good definition of mukti. Very good definition. Mukti hitva anyatha rupam. Renouncing what we are thinking. We are thinking we are jiva. Renouncing the jiva bhava. And swarupena sthiti. What is our swarup? Swarup is that we are atman. Abiding in that. Sthiti, abiding in that atman is mukti. Hitva anyatha rupam. I am consider myself as jiva, hitva, renounce it. And swarupena sthiti, swarup is the atman, abiding in our own true nature is mukti. Kaise mukti milegi? First you have to know what is this atman. You have to know what is jiva, what is jagat. Then only you come to mukti. Abhasascha nirodascha yatsavatisiyate sa asraha param brahma paramatmiti sabyate. Abhasascha. Here, Lord is saying the whole thing is, what is this? Abhas, it's an illusion. Whole jagat is an illusion. Abhas is an illusion matra. Nirodascha, and we have to remove. And how it has come? Adhyavasiyate, it is superimposed. There was some superimposition here also it comes. Sa asra, superimposed on what? On that asra. That substratum is called asra here. Sa asra, param brahma, that asra is param brahma. On that param brahma, the whole creation is superimposed. And this whole creation is only avas matra, only illusion. It's not really there. Illusion. Parabrahma paramatiti sabdate. And it is also known as Paramatma. Sometimes we say Brahma, sometimes we say Paramatma. So on that Paramatma, the whole Srishti is superimposed. And this whole Srishti, whole creation, whole Jagat is only Abhas Matra. It's an illusion only. That we have seen many times. How it is avas matra? Can anybody prove it is avas matra?
It's maya.
Huh? It's maya.
Is it because the experiencer experiences the same thing? Like God has entered. Bhagavan has entered this jagat.
We have studied in Panchadasi, Paramatma Advayananda. With his own maya he created and he entered into that. But now we have to prove that it's an illusion. How do we prove it? We all know Brahman is akarta. Has this whole creation come out of Brahman? Has Brahman changed? If Brahman has changed, then he become the changing factor. Anything which is changing is limited and perishable, not acceptable to us. Then second thing, some days no, part of it was converted. A part of Brahman was converted into this. 3/4 or 1/4 created, 3/4 remained. That also is not possible. Then there is a modification in the Brahman. We can't accept any modification in Brahman. If the Brahman starts getting modified, then it will become a drishya, a seeing. It will be perishable. So there is no modification in the Brahman. And we are seeing the Srishti. So how is that possible? It's only an appearance. Like we see snake on the rope. Rope has not modified. Rope has not become snake. It's only Abhas Matra. We are seeing snake, that's all. We are seeing ghost on post. Post is there, there is no ghost. There is no change in the post, but we are seeing it. Similarly, we are seeing the whole world. It is really not there. From the standpoint of Brahman, ask Brahman, have you created this world? No. Ask rope, have you created snake? Ask post, have you created ghost? No. It's not there. But it's very difficult to assimilate or accept it. Because we think we are transacting with so many people in the world, how come it is? So to come up to the ashraya, we have to understand all the 9 topics. Then you will understand the ashraya. So the whole Vedanta you will find in the last canto. Slowly, slowly, slowly we'll come to that. Avasasya. Then it says, ya adhyatmiko yam pursa sa aso eva adidaivaka. The spirit in this adhyatmik is the same. Adidaivi. In devatas also is the same spirit. And what is this adi bhautik? Yah tu atra ubhaya vicheda. Ubhaya vicheda means the difference between devata and jiva. The difference, who is creating the difference? Spirit is same in the both. It is the body of the jiva and the body of devata which are different. Both the bodies are made of maya, guna, triguna. Our body is?
Malin pradhan.
Rajas tamas pradhan.
Yes.
And the devta body is? Satta pradhan. So difference is in the body. So this bhuta, these elements, they create difference between these two. In the jiva and Ishwar, the spirit is one and same. The Atman and me and Atman in Lord Krishna is one and same. But the body of Lord Krishna and the body of a jiva is different. That is Satta Pradhan, our is Malin Satta Pradhan. And this body is created by bhut, elements. Then it is said, ekam etara abhabe yadana upalabhyam. But all three are required. Adhyatmik, adhidaivik and adhibhautik, three are required. If one is missing, other two don't exist. All three are required. So this we have seen in our last session. Just to recapitulate that there are 10 topics to be covered in the next 10 cantos. Now comes canto number 3. I will give you a brief introduction of canto 3. Now there are 33 chapters in this canto. Though it is a conversation between Sukadev and Parikshit, but Sukadev will be quoting long conversation of two meetings, Vidur and Uddhav, Vidur and Maitreya. Verbatim quoted, like in whenever there is a court case and the judge, all the lawyers, they quote, in the previous case this and this, this was decided, similar incident, this was decided, so you also have to take the same decision. So the question asked by Parikshit are not the new question. We also want to know about the Jeev Jagat and Ishwar. The moment you ask any Acharya about the Jeev Jagat and Ishwar, he said, this question was even asked earlier. So what was said earlier, I am going to quote as it is verbatim. So Sukhdev is going to quote verbatim the dialogue between Uddhav and Vidur and Maitreya and Vidur. It's a long conversation in this. So who is Uddhavji? Uddhavji is a great devotee of Lord Krishna and he was wandering in Badri area. At that time he met Uddhavji. Vidurji were wandering and he met. What is his nature? Very shant prakriti. Uddhavji is very shant prakriti. Why shant prakriti? Because Uddhavji was given the knowledge by Lord Krishna himself. So once you get the Atma Gyan, your mind will become shant prakriti. And he was disciple of Brihaspati. Brihaspati means guru of Devdas. And who is Vidurji? So Vidurji is the uncle of Pandav and he was minister in the Kaurav, kingdom of the Kaurav in Hastinapur, he was minister. So Vidurji was informed about the destruction of Yadav clan and the Lord has folded his Leela that was told by Uddhavji to Vidur. When Vidur came out from the kingdom, at that time he knew nothing about that because at that time the war had not yet started. So Uddhav gave the detailed and highly devotional review of the Lord's life. Thereafter he starts wandering or going toward the Badri, as per the instruction of the Lord. Lord Krishna instructed Uddhav that you go to the Badrika Ashram. After giving him the knowledge, he also told, Uddhavji was also instructed by Lord Krishna to inform Vidur that he should meet Maitreya for Atmagyan. Because Vidur will ask for the Atmagyan, knowledge of the Self. You don't give, although Uddhavji knew, because he was directly instructed by Lord Krishna about the Atmagyan, but he was given an assignment, you go to the Badrika Ashram. And tell Vidur to meet Maitreya for the knowledge of Self, Atmagyan. So conversation between Vidur and Maitri is in the last 21 chapters of this canto. This canto has got how many chapters? 33. So last 21 chapters are the conversation between Vidur and Maitri. Topic discussed in this canto. First is the Sarga, primary creation, and some part of the Visarga is also covered in this chapter. Number two, incarnation of the Varaha Avatar. We will find the Varaha Avatar coming in this. Number three is the measurement of the time and space. We know the measurement of time as second, minute, year, like that. But here you will find the minutest time, Paramanu Kal, to the life of Brahmaji is described. The whole time factor will come. The circumstances leading to the birth of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakasapu. How the Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakasapu were born? Who were there in their previous birth? What was their sin which made them to take birth as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakasapu? Then the destruction of Hiranyaksha. Then comes the story of Kardam Prajapati leading to the birth of Kapil. And Kapil gave the philosophy of love and knowledge to his mother Devahuti. That is also known as Kapil Gita. The knowledge of self is given by son to mother. Some interpreters say that this canto is only talks about the sarg, but there are certain portions where we will find the visarg. What is the difference between sarg and visarg? Sarg is the primary creation in which the 24 tattvas came, and with this 24 tattva, whatever Brahmaji created is called visarg, the secondary creation. The sarg means sarjanam sarga. Sargan is srishti. Sarjanam, creation, is called sarga. But this srishti is mind-boggling. It can never be created by an individual. We cannot explain this srishti without Paramatma. It's so huge that we cannot say that one person created. No. Paramatma we have to bring in. This sarg happens at the end of Prakritik Pralaya. Prakritik Pralaya means at the end of the life of Brahmaji, 100 years, Prakritik Pralaya. And then after the Gun Vaigunyam, because of the time, karma and swabhav, three factors are involved here, time, karma and swabhav, nature. Because of this, the whole srishti. And what is this 24 tattva? We have seen Mahat tattva, Ahankar, Man, Buddhi is the four. Then 5 Jnanendriya and 5 Karmendriya, 10 plus 4, 14. 5 subtle elements and 5 gross elements. That makes 24. Man, Buddhi, Ahankar, Mahat tattva, 4. 5 organs of perception, 5 organs of action, 14. 5 subtle elements, Sukshma Mahabhut, and 5 Sthul Mahabhut, gross elements. So 10 plus 10, 20 plus 24. The evolution of the above described in Kapila Upadesh in chapter 26 of Third Skanda. You will get detailed evolution of these in the 26th chapter of this skanda. But before that, it will be in the Maitriya Sambhad also it will come. But the more clarity you will find in Kapila Upadesh, because the last chapters are Kapila Upadesh to his mother, to his son, no, son giving to mother, Upadesh, Kapila Upadesh. These 24 categories, the tattvas can't combine by themselves. It is only by the will of the Lord the whole creation comes into existence. And in Bhagavad Gita also Lord has said, Mai adhyachana prakriti suyate sacharachar. Mai adhyachana. In my rulership, in my governorship, in my presidency, the prakriti suyate sacharachar. It is all said. So how it started, we have already seen. So Lord Narayan was sleeping on the cosmic water. Then from his navel, a lotus came out. Brahmaji appeared. Brahmaji could not know what is to be done. Then he heard the word ta and pa. Then he meditated for 10,000 years on his own creator. He went inside that stem of the lotus, could not find the end, and outside also he was. Then he was astonished, who has said tapa? Tapa. But he did. Lord was pleased and he was invited to the abode of Lord Narayana. That we have already covered. He went there, he saw the personified 24 tattvas there around him. And he also shook hands with Lord. First handshake was done at that time. That part we have already seen. Then Brahmaji, after practicing medicine and tapasya, then the Brahmaji, as per the previous knowledge, first created 4 Manasputra. It will come. Manasputra. Brahmaji was asked to create Manasputra. Manasputra means only by thinking, Manasputra. It can never be a real creation. We also think many times, daydreaming, mera ghar aisa ho jaya, vaisa ho jaya, but it never happens. Similarly, he also created Manasputra and asked them to create. Chalo, badhao, praja badhao. Nothing happened. They said, no, 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 we will embrace bhakti and vairagya. We don't want all these things. No sensual pleasures and all that. So no srishti was created. Brahmaji asked them to create. Badhao aage srishti. No. Brahmaji got angry. And out of that anger, Rudra was born. They were asked to, chalo badhao, Rudra. So they started creating according to their nature, all Rudras coming. Then he has to say, stop, I don't want this type of srishti. Rudra will stop. Then Brahmaji wished to create 10 prajapatis. Those prajapati are Marichi, Atri, Angiras, Pulastya, Pulah, Kritu, Bhrigu, Vasishta, Daksh and Narad. Out of this 10, except Narad, other 10 helped in the creation. Narad didn't go for the creation part. From the changing moods of Brahmaji, other beings were created. Asur, Gandharva, Pitra, Bhuta, Pisach, Kinnar, Kimpurus. You see, it everything depends on the mood of Brahmaji. First came the Manasputra, Char. Then he was not happy, got angry with the Manasputra. Chalo, Rudra. Was not happy with the Rudra. Mood changed. When the mood changed, then came the these type of Asur, Gandharva, Pitra, Bhut, Pishach, Kinnar and Kimpurus. But the progress was not very fast. Creation, Brahmaji was sitting highly dissatisfied. He was not satisfied with those Prajapati also. Srishti ho nahi raha, badh nahi raha hai. Then came Swayambhu Manu and Satrupa. Their form were different. Their sex organs were different. They became husband and wife. And thereafter the Srishti started. We call it Jalayu, with the womb. Jalayu Srishti started from there. Last species to come out of the Brahmaji's mood is the Rishi with high spiritual faculties. So after Prajapati came Manu Satrupa. We all are descendant of Manu Satrupa. That lineage is going on. And from same Brahmaji, another mood came, the Rishi with highly spiritual faculties. In chapter 10, it was said that the creation has the 9 aspects, out of which 6 aspects relate to Sarga and 3 aspects relate to Visarga. So majority portion is related to the Sarga, but some part is also for the Visarga here also. What Brahmaji created, it says unmoving entities or plants. 6 items are mentioned here. Unmoving species like plants, they can't move for their food. If they get their food there, they will live. If they don't get their food there, they will die. They can't move. Then animals and birds, 28 species are mentioned. And then another thing mentioned is about the humans, and they are addicted to desire prompted action. All humans are desire prompted action. They do desire prompted action. And then they remain in anarthkari parampara. What is that anarthkari parampara? We came here, that word came here in the Bhagavad. Earlier we have seen avidya kam karma, anarthkari parampara. We all are under that cycle. So at the head of the human species are the Rishi capable of samadhi, yoga, tapas and vairagya. Devta inclusive of Pitra, Asur, Gandharva, Apsara are creation of Visarga. This comes under Visarga. Pitra, Asur, Gandharva, Apsara, they were not created by Lord Narayan. Lord Narayan created only 24 tattva. With this 24 tattva, Brahmaji created all these things. So they come under the visarga. Then it was also discussed in this canto is the time which is required important to elucidate the sarga and visarga, the time factor. And here you will find the Parmanu call to the life of Brahmaji is mentioned here. Good. Then you will find the reference to Dvi Parardha, life of Brahmaji is 100 years. First half is called the first Ardha and second half is called Dvi Parardha, second half, Dvi Parardha. And this is continuously happening. We will find also the concept of the human years and divine year. 1 year of divine year is equal to 360 human years. This will all come. In reference to this time, we say the people used to live 1,000 or 10,000 years, meditated 1,000 and 1,000 years. Is the same reference. In the Satyuga, it was possible. Chapter number 25 to 33, last chapter of the Skanda of this canto, contains the instruction of Bhagwan Avatar Kapil to Mother Devoti from 25th to 33. The knowledge given by Lord Krishna to Uddhavji, there is a conversation between Uddhavji and Vidur, but in that portion, the knowledge given by Lord Krishna to Uddhavji is not there. It is given in canto number 11, you will find. It's connected there. In chapter 8, we get another interesting clue regarding the development of Bhagavad literature. It is said, in the first canto when we studied, it was said that the Bhagavad originated from Vyas, Ved Vyas. While we were studying the canto number 2, we found it was said that Naradji is the originator, from the Narad came. And in this canto, we will find it is from the Sanat Kumar. Bhagwan Sankarsan reveals Bhagavat to Sanat Kumar. Sanat Kumar revealed to Rishi Sankhyan. Rishi Sankhyan revealed to Parasa. Parasar revealed to Maitri at the request of Pulasya. This will come in chapter number 8, we will find. Ved Vyas gave final form to the Bhagavad. Material found in the Maitri Sambhad is more systematically presented in Kapilopades. So there will be repetitions. But the more we advance, we will see more clearly. Like this 24 tattva will remain continuously. We have seen 24 tattva earlier also, and it will continue also in the later chapters. Now, before starting this first verse, we will see that there are two types of srishti. One is the tattvic srishti, another is according to karma srishti. Tattvic srishti is the tattva. The elements coming from the Lord. This is called Tattvic Srishti, the 24 tattva. That Srishti originates from Lord, Lord Narayan. Or we say in our Vedanta, from Brahman it is coming. And another Srishti by Brahma is according to the karma. According to the Amar Karma, we get our next bodies. Verse number first.
Om Tat Sat, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Srimad Bhagavata Mahapuranam, Stitiya Skandhah, Atha Pratamodhyayah, Sri Shuka Uvacha. एवमेतत् पुरा पृष्टः मैत्रयो भगवान् किल क्षत्रत्रावनं प्रविष्टेन त्यक्त्वा स्वगृहं रिद्धिमत
एवमेत पुरा पृष्ठ मैत्रियो भगवान किल ओ परिचेत व्हाट एवर यू हैव आस्क्ड ऑल द क्वेश्चन इन अर्लियर टाइम्स मैत्रीय जी आस्क्ड द सेम क्वेश्चन एंड ही गेव द आंसर सो ही इज गोइंग टू कोट इमीडिएटली टेल्स अबाउट दैट मैत्रियो भगवान किल छत्वा वनम प्रविष्टेन एंड आफ्टर लिविंग हिज ओन हाउस त्यक्त्वा स्वगृहं रिद्धिमता विदुर जी वाज विदुर लेफ्ट हिज हाउस एंड वेंट टू द फॉरेस्ट हाउ हिज हाउस वाज दैट रिद्धिमता रिद्धिमता मीन्स ही वाज समृद्ध इन भक्तमाल यू विल फाइंड दैट द हाउस डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ विदुर जी इज शोन एज इफ ही वाज वेरी पुअर विदुर वाज वेरी पुअर एंड लॉर्ड गेम उन्होंने साग थोड़ा सा खाया भक्तमाल इज डिस्क्रिप्शन लाइक दैट बट इन महाभारत इज नॉट लाइक दैट इट इज सेड इट इज समृद्धम रिद्धम एंड द डिस्क्रिप्शन यू विल फाइंड इट इज इक्वेटेड टू द पैलेस ऑफ दुर्योधन Dhritarashtra. And who was Vidur? Vidur was the prime minister. Can you think of a prime minister house as a poor hut? His house was also like a palace. The description is there like that. Now the question comes, leaving house is very difficult. Vidur left. Vidur left house not because of the insult by Duryodhan, Karna, Shakuni, not for that. It was the total vairagya based. He left the house. Aapka apna ghar chhodna is very difficult. But what is the speciality of the house of Vidur? The speciality of the house of Vidur was that Lord said, this is my house. Leaving that house, how difficult it is. Jis ghar ko Bhagwan kehte hai, mera ghar hai. If you come, in the next slok only it will come. We can't leave our house. अखंडानंद महाराज से इन ए हाउस वेयर देर इज नो पूजा रूम देर इज नो भजन देर इज नो रिमेंबरेंस ऑफ द लॉर्ड दैट हाउस इज नरक इट इज हेल आप घबराते होंगे कैसे नरक है हमारे घर में पूजा रूम नहीं है वी डोंट डू भजन कीर्तन हाउ इट इज नरक It is very scientific, it is really hell. Why it is really hell? If you are not remembering the Lord, that means you are remembering other than the Lord. What are you remembering then? You are remembering OET. You are remembering Anatma. Is it not so? If you are not discussing about the Atman or Paramatma or Bhagwan, if you are not doing bhajan of Bhagwan, then you are doing the bhajan of sansar. If you are doing the bhajan of sansar, what will happen? You are in the anarthkari parampara. If you are in the anarthkari parampara, then you are in hell. Kitna scientific hai this Mahatma, they speak like this. Jis ghar ke andar mein puja nahi hai, bhajan nahi hai, wo घर नरक है टू अंडरस्टैंड देन यू हैव टू थिंक इन दिस वे इफ यू आर नॉट थिंकिंग अबाउट द लॉर्ड देन यू आर थिंकिंग अबाउट द संसार इफ यू आर थिंकिंग अबाउट द संसार यू आर इन द साइकिल ऑफ संसार चलो घूमते रहो नरक है सेकंड
यद्वायं मन्त्रवृत्तः भगवान् अखिलेश्वरः पौरवेन्द्रगृहं गीत्वा praviveshatmasatkritam.
Yadvaha ayam mantra krita, Bhagavan Akhileswara. Bhagavan Akhileswara came to Pauravendra. Pauravendra means Paurav king Duryodhan, to the palace of Pandav king Duryodhan. He came as an ambassador to negotiate. Chalo bhai, hum log war nahi karenge. We want to reconcile. You give me this much, this much, this much. But they said no, kuch nahi denge. And they dishonored also. They didn't listen. They didn't give any importance to the Lord who came all the way to meet them. Pehchana hi nahi that he is Lord. Paurabendra hitva pravivesa atma satkritam. Atma satkritam. Lord said, this house is my house. Whose house? Vidur's house. Atma satkritam. Vidur didn't invite ki aap Bhagwan aao mere ghar mein. Bhagwan thought, this is my house. Yeah, I have got a right. He went there. This house Vidur left. Socho. Hum apna ghar nahi chhodna chahte hain, jo Bhagwan ka ghar hai. Vidur left that also. How difficult it was to leave that.
Rajovacha kutra kshaktur bhagavata maitrayena sa sangamah kadavasah samvada etat varnayana prabho.
Rajovacha, the Raja said, kutra and kada, where and when. Kutra means when, where, and kada, when. When this happened, Maitreya and Vidur Sambhad. I want to know. Etad varnaya na prabhu. Na means to me, O prabhu, please tell me. When and where this happened? The meeting happened. And when the meeting happened, I am sure they discuss about.
Nahi alpartho dayastasya vidurasya malatmanah tasmin variyasi prashnah sadhu vado pavrimhitah.
Nahi alpartho dayastasya, he must not have asked any petty questions to him. Alpartha tasmin variyasi prashnah, he must have asked very good questions to Maitreya. Sadhu vado pavrimhitah. And I want to know that. You see, whenever the sadhus they meet, they don't talk about the sansar. They will discuss about the Leela of Bhagwan. They will discuss about the Brahman, Atman. They will not discuss about the worldly things. So he wants to know. Mere ko batao, kya baat hua? Kaise hua? I want to know this. Tell me.
Suta Uvacha Saivam Rishavarayoham Yam Prishto Ragya Parikshita Pratyahadam Subahuvita Pritatma Suyatamiti.
Sutta Vaja, and he was very questioned as above asked by Raja Parikshit and was much delighted. He was much delighted. And he said, Suryatamiti, listen, I will tell you. Subahu bit pritatma, he was very happy. See, whenever you go and ask any acharya or any swamiji about the atman, so he will be very happy. In Vivek Churamani also we are seeing, there Shankaracharya is saying that whenever the questions are asked, how much those questions were appreciated there. Again and again he said, your kul will be blessed, seven generations will be blessed. You have asked these questions. Because normally these questions never come into the mind of worldly people, never. Unless the little bit of purification happens in the mind, this will never come. They remain in the cycle of their anarthkari parampara. So when it happened, Sri Sukhuvaja, When it happened, now it is given.
Sri Shuka Uvacha Yadatu Raja Swasutana Saru Pushnanna Dharmena Vinashta Drishtihi Bhraturya Vishtasya Sutan Vivandhun Pravesha Laksha Bhavane Dadaha.
Now he will be giving certain incident which happened before Vidur left. And those incidents, one by one, in one verse, they are being explained. Yada, when, to Raja Sustana Sadhun, Pushnan Adharmena Vinashta Drishti. When Raja Dhritarashtra was supporting his sons, those who were wicked, and they were following Adharma. The Raja's another putra adharmena vinashta drishti. They were calling adharma. And once they made one house and sent the Pandav there. Lakshagra. You know what is Lakshagra?
It burns fast.
It burns
very fast.
Have you ever seen? Lakh. Have you seen that on the envelope? On we put that the red thing.
Red thing.
You little bit heat it, put it and stamp it.
Yep.
Even they make jewelry also.
Yes.
The same, the whole house was made of that. So that if you lit a fire somewhere in one corner, the whole thing will burn instantly. So that was Lakshagri, and Pandavjar asked to go. Lakshagri. At that time. This incident happened at that time.
Yadasabhayam Kurudeva Devyaha Kesha Bhimarsham Sutakarma Garyam Navarayamasani Prasnushaya Swastre Harantya Kuchakumkumani
Nripaha Snusayaha Snusayaha. Do you know this word? Snusayaha. Premalji, have you studied in Sanskrit class? Snusayaha. Snusayaha means the daughter-in-law. Nripa. Nripa, Raja. Dhritarashtra was the Raja. And the daughter-in-law was Draupadi. Yada sabhayam Kurudeva Devyaha. In that sabha, she was brought. How? Kesa Bhimarsanam. Dragged with the tears. So the karma kariyam navaryam asa anipran. And when she was brought here, the daughter-in-law, she was crying. And that time it said the kumkum which was there on her chest with the tears, it was all washed. At that time, Dhritarashtra said nothing. He kept quiet. So this happened at that time.
Duty.
How better now?
One.
अच्छा ठीक है sir. You see one more.
Dute padharme najitasya sadho satyavalambasya vanagatasya nayachato dat samayena dayam tamo jushano yada ajata shatru.
Dute tu adharme najitasya sadho. Dute in the gambling. Yudhishthir was also asked to come and join. You see, the Yudhishthir was ajat shatru. No enemy of Yudhishthir. He was a very righteous person. But there was one weakness. Dekho, sab mein weakness hota hai. What was his weakness? Dyut, gambling. Chalo, khelenge, jua khelenge. Aye, everybody came. Dyut. Tu adharmena jitasya sadho. Satyabalambasa. But Yudhishthir was satyavalambha. But because of unrighteous way, he was defeated. Ajuha mein jo hota, what happened? Next time I will win. Chalo, aur lagao. Ultimately, Draupadi was also put at stake. sadhya. Then they were like jai, tera saga, bahar raho, ye karo, wo karo. And now that period is over, they have come. Now they want their share back, kingdom wapas do. Return my kingdom. Now this person, they don't want to give. At that time, these things are happened. Before the Bidur left, he saw all these things. So there are some more incidents before the Bidur Sambad, Uddhav and Bidur Sambad will start from verse number 24 or 25 onward. You'll see. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Guru Namaha Hari. उसका कोई शत्रु नहीं था, कोई जन्म ही नहीं उसका.
अजात means not born.
Not born. जात means born.
अजात
born.
हाँ.
दुर्योधन वास्तव.